Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Christian Espinoza is here. He's falling into a rough crowd. He doesn't know it yet. He's a highly credentialed cybersecurity expert. He's the founder of Alpine Security. Christian, tell us about Alpine.
Yeah, Alpine Security, I started in 2014. We do penetration testing, which is ethical hacking. So we break into, you know, people's networks and environments to tell them how we got in. We act like we're the attacker, except we're ethical. And we do cybersecurity training and medical device testing. So a lot of medical devices have vulnerabilities, and this could be like a drug infusion pump or a pacemaker, you know, all kinds of devices that we probably don't think about.
And I want to talk about that. I want to take that lead and run with it in a second. But first, I want to remind people, his book is called The Smartest Person in the Room, The Root Cause, A New Solution for Cybersecurity. So check it out, folks. It's an outstanding book. Christian, you talked about medical devices. One of the things that I warn people about in my book is something that's growing like it's just exploding in our world, and that's IoT, Internet of Things. And, I mean, smart homes, smartphones, everything has got a little bitty nano computer in it. That's, I mean, and all these medical devices, one of the things that the pandemic has created is the urgency for more connectivity to the last mile and more remote medicine. And that means more devices in homes to help people stay healthy and safe and alive. And all of that's connected to the Internet, and all those things can become exposed. And over the next decade, we're going to have billions of these things, more than we have now. And that's a lot more cyber exposure, isn't it?
Yeah, you said the IoT, we call it the IOMT, the Internet of Medical Things.
Uh-huh.
And all these advances in medicine and with all these devices, I would hate for the vulnerabilities in these devices to limit the advancement, because a lot of these devices are very vulnerable to attack.
They have no security either, right? And is it hard to secure them?
It is hard to secure them, because if I'm a hospital or a clinic and I buy the device, I can't patch it myself. I have to rely on the vendor to patch it. But yet the device is on my network, which if that device, the medical device, has a vulnerability, then everything else on my network is vulnerable as well. So it's a very difficult situation for a clinic or a hospital with medical devices. And we need them, you know, to provide better health care.
Is America anywhere close to a global... I'm going to call it, you know, Israel has the Iron Dome defense program to keep the you know, it gets most of the rockets coming in over to them. Are we close to having an Iron Dome cybersecurity system in America? Is anything like that even be in the works?
If we are, I'm not aware of it. I would venture to say we're probably not close to that at all.
Wow.
You know, America, we...
That means we're behind, isn't it? I mean, there should be something like that, shouldn't there?
I don't know if there should or shouldn't be. I mean, if we're talking about like isolating America from a cyber perspective because of an attack, the assumption would be that the attackers are not already in our network, which, you know, that's a pretty challenging assumption right there, because I think the attackers are already in most of our stuff.
Well, see, you and I have talked about World War, cyber War. I call it World War III, not a uh-huh. Cold War, but you hear people talk about the Chinese army. I think if China should take America down, the army will just be to come in and mop things up. They won't be part of the invasion. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. Cyber warfare can take out all of our systems, our electrical grid and everything else, and the army can come over here and take us out pretty easily.
Just mop us up.
That's part of cyber war.
I need your website, Christian.
Yeah, it's ChristianEspinoza.com.
All right, check it out, folks. The book is called The Smartest Person in the Room. Christian, will you come back?
Definitely, yeah. Great conversation, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Good job. Christian Espinoza, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.